Day Today's literary editor, Karen Grigsby Bates, spoke to Joan Didion about her new book and her feelings about California. Didion began by telling Karen how her deep family roots in the state affected her view of it when she was young.
My sense of it was that it was that we were living in the only possible place where we could be, and we had paid this immense price to get there. That was my sense of it, and we were now safe and redeemed and living in this very remote place.
Mm-hmm. So your reward, I guess, for your ancestors having slogged across country was to live in this place that seemed to be blessed.
That was what it was supposed to be.
How did this sort of romanticized point of view affect how California residents regarded each next group of newcomers?
They regarded each new group as they regard each new group still today. I mean, from day one, they regarded newcomers as interlopers, people who didn't belong here. There was a great deal of hostility toward new people.
Which is interesting, because you're saying it happened over successive generations.
Right. One of the things I mentioned in the book is how stunned my brother and I were when we were trying to get a ranch rezoned from agricultural to residential. And one of the most vehement opponents had lived in California 6 months, and he was talking about how we wanted to violate the nature of the place.
How does that notion of what California is, and perhaps what it's becoming, drive California politics? We're in the middle of this recall effort to replace our sitting governor, Gray Davis, and it seems that people are stepping around that issue, but that it is affected by arguments about immigration policy, arguments about the welfare state.
Arguments about basically getting something for nothing, which California really has been doing since passage of Prop 13.
And Proposition 13 was the historic initiative that basically lowered taxes, which was great for taxpayers, I guess.
Right, it froze property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
People think they have the absolute right to have services without paying taxes.
But in return, underfunding those services that we had come to rely on made a huge difference in what kinds of things?
Well, it made a huge difference in education. Education drop, and it seemed that the first people who hurt were at the university level, at the state university level. But very rapidly, the entire K-12 system was dismantled. I mean, the scores now are comparable to what we used to think of as very, very poor states like Mississippi.
When did you start to question the view of California you grew up with?
Gradually, I began to doubt it around the edges, through my adult life, but not systematically or seriously until I started doing some pieces about California that made me look at it more closely.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was such an unanswered question that I decided to go into it at length.
How does facing the fact that the California dream isn't what they thought affect both Californians and people who live outside of California? You know, people always say if you can get here, you can just start over. Is that over for good?
Well, Turner said it was over for good a long time ago. Frederick Jackson Turner, mm-hmm. who wrote about the closing of the American frontier, mm-hmm. in the 19th century, and his idea was the physical closing of the frontier, the reaching of the Pacific, meant an historical shift in what Americans could dream of. But I think it carried on in people's minds for a long time after that.
You left California a number of years ago and became a New Yorker. Do you consider yourself a New Yorker now?
No, I still have a California driver's license.
Do you really?
Yes, I've always had it. it has my New York address on it now. I always used to have a California address on it. It had my mother's address or something. It only has my New York address after the Loma Prieta earthquake. I was renewing it in Seaside, and everybody was a little confused because of the earthquake. And so I asked whether I could put down my New York address, and they said, put down any address where you want to get it.
Mm-hmm. Why do you hold on to it? Why is that important to you?
I've had it since I was 15 and a half. And, it was just part of who I was.
So then your book's title is Where I Was From. Where would you say you're from now?
Oh, I'm from California, but what I meant by where I was from in that title is I was from that whole set of beliefs, which I've kind of left on another shelf now.
California native Joan Didion is the author of 12 books. Her latest is Where I Was From. She spoke to us from our New York bureau. Ms. Didion, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.